We began today's show with the story of Tony Jones, who his mother adopted out of foster care when he was 4. But thousands of kids turn 18 in the system and are never adopted. Jelani Freeman was one. His father went to prison for attempted murder. His mother disappeared for days at a time. Jelani entered foster care at the age of 7 and stayed for more than 10 years. This is his story, in his own words.
There were times where there wasn't enough to eat, the lights were cut off, or different other things, as her not coming home for a couple days. The day that I got removed from my mom, to me, was just like any other day. I woke up, she wasn't there, and my grandfather came by the house and let me know that she had checked herself into a mental institution, and most likely Child Protective Services would be coming by to take me to a foster home. Once the social worker left, the foster mother, who was a very nice woman, showed me to this very small room in the back. Aside from that time and other times when we actually had to, I don't remember ever speaking to her. I stayed in that foster home for about 3 months. A lot of the foster parents make it clear that, you know, they will take in kids, but they don't want them any longer than a certain time. So even if you're not ready to be reunited with your family, you're shipped to another home because they're just not in it for the long haul. One of the reasons why I loved the Parker family, who I stayed with, they cared about me and they showed an interest in me. I had gotten my report card and I had done fairly well, which was not the norm. After I left my mother, my grades began to drop. I began to not do very well in school, but they asked to see it, which is strange. I had never had a foster parent ask to see my report card. They said, it makes us very happy, and Mrs. Parker gave me a reward, a little bit of money to go to the mall and spend for the good grades. I didn't know where that was coming from, but I liked it. Mrs. Parker died in her sleep. She had a heart attack. Very young woman, 47. Immediately after the funeral, I didn't ride back home with the rest of the family. I actually walked to go see my mother. I remember and her just talking to me, nothing really of significance, and breaking into tears. It was just reaffirmed for me that my biological mother still just would never be the mother that, you know, a lot of people grow up with and have there throughout their whole lives. It also dawned on me that this woman who I began to start looking to as a mother was gone. It dawned on me around 16 that in a couple of years, I won't have anyone. I had to turn some things around. I remember going to a guidance counselor and asking her for advice on like the SAT and getting into college. And she turned me away. She said, you skip every other class every day. I know you're just trying to skip now. I know you're not interested in school. Go back to class. I don't have any time to, you know, to play around. But the thing about being in care is that you become very resourceful. I had someone I knew at a recreation center by my house, and I went to him, and he actually even paid for me to take a SAT prep course. It was just people like this who I really owe all my success to. I went to the university at Buffalo. The day I graduated, I figured this was the start to a brand new beginning. And The graduation was held in this large auditorium, an alumni arena, thousands of graduates, and then there was even more parents and relatives and people in the stands holding up signs and different things like that, and cheering them on as they crossed the stage. And then this dread just came over me, because I knew when I walked across that stage, there would be no one cheering for me. At that point, I knew that I would have to, you know, face my past and come to terms with it.
That was Jelani Freeman in his own words. After graduating, Jelani interned for Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now 26, he lives in Washington, D.C., and works with young people for the D.C. Department of Employment Services.